Eyewitnesses say the unidentified assailants killed Major General Majoka Kwei of the South Sudan People's Defense Force and one civilian in Malakal County in Upper Nile State. Malakal resident Chanjok Tiam says tensions remain high today around Malakal town and within the UN-run protection of civilian site as family members bury their loved ones.
It happened at around 8 to 8:30 p.m. and the assailants are unknown. So far, two people have died. One of them, who is a civilian, was taken by the relatives for burial in Kodok, but the other one is a general in the military, and they said it is their responsibility to arrange for his burial.
Tiam says most people are staying indoors.
The situation in the POC up to now is not good. People who used to go to farm and burn charcoal, nobody was able to go out. Those who were able to get out are those who are around the POC, but everybody is staying and not getting out because there is fear.
But South Sudan People's Defense Force Deputy Spokesperson Brigadier General Santo Domich insists calm has returned to Malakal today as police investigate the killings.
The situation in Malakal is normal. The police is taking the lead of investigation in collaboration with SSPDF. Should there be any further details, we'll keep you updated.
The UN mission in South Sudan spokesperson in Juba said a comment on the attack would be forthcoming today following several emails and phone calls, but did not get back to South Sudan in focus in time for this report. General Domich says the attack occurred about 8:30 last night.
People in the barracks of the SSPDF and the surroundings just heard a gunshot, and when they went to the site, they found that that brigadier general from the SSPDF was found dead on the ground, plus staff from South Sudan Council of Churches.
The deceased Council of Churches staffer was identified as Julian Ambrose. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.